Good afternoon. It's 54 degrees at 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to today's midday interview. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn, joined in the studio today by Our State Magazine editor Elizabeth Hudson, who has published a collection of essays called Wish You Were Here. Welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. The essay that gave the title to this collection, mm-hmm. called Wish You Were Here, mm-hmm. It's a very simple story, but I was telling you earlier, it moved me to tears when I read it, because it talks about this profound human connection between people. Where did the inspiration for that story come from, and can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, thank you for saying that. The essay, Wish You Were Here, is a memory that I had as a child of a great aunt who took a trip far away from North Carolina to Hawaii with her husband, and really it's just sort of about what happens when we leave our roots here and see a little bit more of the world and then return and have those memories to carry us through, especially after a significant other dies. The story really is a little bit about loss. You know, it's kind of a reflection of the human condition, something that we all have to deal with at some point, is the idea of loss and memory and how, you know, a favorite recollection can really take us back and make somebody who is no longer with us feel as though they are.
And this is something so many of your essays are just pulled from your life. How did that form evolve? Because this is something that is published regularly in Our State magazine.
That's
right. And you were telling me earlier that it's common to see letters from the editor or columns from the editor talking about this is what you're going to read about
this month.
But yours, it's always a personal, simple, but very profound kind of anecdote from your life.
Right. Well, I take a little bit of a different approach in the editor's column that I write every month for Our State magazine. You're right. I mean, you know, a lot of editors will say, and in this issue, you know, we have a story about whatever. But in the 5 years that I've been editor-in-chief, I don't do that. I really just sort of want to write a story that I feel like is a conversation between me and a reader, and that's it. And sometimes the columns that I write really don't even relate to whatever happens to be in the magazine that month at all. They're just sort of personal reflections about my life and what I think of North Carolina and how I've lived here. You know, I'm a native. I grew up actually in Randolph County in the center of the state. So, you know, you refer to them as being simple stories. I think that's true. I had a simple upbringing. You know, I was an only child growing up with two parents who were small business owners, and I spent a lot of time with a grandmother who was extremely significant in my life. And I really just write about the memories I had here and still have here in this state and what they mean to me.
Do you find when you write about these personal moments in your life, do you ever learn things about yourself after you write it? Do you think, oh, I never looked at it that way, or it had this significance that I didn't realize?
Right, right. Well, you know, there is a saying that you write to learn who you are, and for sure, I think that's true. You know, it's not easy to mine a memory and to really kind of go down deep. Sometimes my columns are sad, and they make me sad, you know, when I'll recall something. And the more you really just kind of start mining that level of memory, you remember things that you didn't even realize you even knew, you know. So yeah, I mean, that's definitely happened to me. I've discovered things that maybe I didn't even realize were that important to me until I started to just reflect and think about how really my childhood shaped my life, and I think that's true for all of us. You know, we can all sort of look back on significant moments when we were 6 years old, or you know, how an adult treated us, or just how we spent our formative years.
How do you come up with the topic for that particular essay? How is a particular memory significant enough to you to say, this is something I want to write about and explore and share?
Well, I think about the season. You know, Our State Magazine, of course, is a magazine that reflects the seasons. We've just come out with our Christmas issue. We do an annual Christmas issue every year. And we work about, three or four months in advance of an issue on the actual production. So I'll be thinking about the Christmas season, you know, in September or October or so. For our issue that's out on the stands or will be out here shortly, I wrote about... putting Oreo cookies out for Santa Claus when I was a kid. My parents, my parents have lived in the same house for going on 40 years. They're getting older and they need to downsize. And my dad's had some health problems, and so my parents are selling the house that I grew up in. And so this Christmas column is really kind of about what that's like, you know, to leave a home that this was where we had every Christmas morning, and you know, it's what I know, and so even though now, you know, I'm 43 now, but I go home for Christmas, and you know, you still return to that feeling of childhood when you're in your childhood home. So I wrote about what that's going to be like to have a Christmas this year that is in an unfamiliar place.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. And in just a moment, I think I'm going to ask you to read a segment from the title essay.
Sure.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Elizabeth Hudson, editor of Our State Magazine, about her new collection of essays titled Wish You Were Here. And before we get to that, I just want to ask you quickly, because these are personal stories, have you ever put yourself out there as a writer, as a creative person, and then run into a wall of criticism or experience something that made you think, can I really do this? How it seems like it would take a lot of bravery to put yourself out there in such a soul-bearing way.
Well, I think that's a great question, and in a sense that's true. You know, you do make yourself very vulnerable when you talk about personal experiences. But you know what I believe is that we all as humans go through the same thing. We all have moments of extreme happiness, we all have moments of profound sadness, and so that I hope whatever I write, anybody who is just living on this planet can relate. You know, my stories are about the things that I think are important to all of us. They're about family. They're about home. They're about food. You know, they're about these very basic elemental things that just connect us as human beings. So certainly, you know, you with any kind of writing, you are putting yourself out there and open yourself up to criticism. But I'm okay with that.
So would you read a segment?
I would be delighted.
This is Elizabeth Hudson reading from Wish You Were Here.
Shortly after Hawaii became the 50th state admitted to the Union, my great aunt Hazel and her husband Raymond set off for their vacation of a lifetime. They boarded a gleaming DC-8 bound for Honolulu, and for the first time in Hazel's life, she lifted her feet from North Carolina's soil. After their two-week trip, Hazel and Raymond returned to their home in Asheboro with a suitcase full of mementos, a snow globe filled with two dancing hula girls, folding paper fans printed with exotic orchids, postcards of swaying palm trees, and candy-colored sunrises over the tropical beaches. For my great aunt, the trip ignited a newfound love for going places, and Hazel and Raymond took many vacations after that. Years later, before I was born, Raymond died, and Hazel lived the rest of her life in a second-floor apartment just off Asheboro's South Fevel Street. I visit her often with my grandmother, and occasionally I'd spend the night packing my canvas Snoopy suitcase with pajamas and comic books. Hazel was the first person I ever knew who lived in an apartment. She had a balcony that overlooked a small side street and a parakeet who lived in a fancy cage, two things that constituted big city sophistication for me. A trip to Hazel's was a treat, a vacation from the everydayness of my rural Randolph County life. I didn't grow up in a family that traveled very often. In fact, in their 40-plus years of marriage, my parents have taken exactly one vacation in 1977 when the three of us went to the beach for a week. I don't remember much about that trip other than the horseshoe shape of the motel room surrounding the swimming pool and the fact that Elvis died midway through our stay. the AM radio in the motel room played Elvis songs for the rest of our trip. My parents worked long hours, long days, and there was never any time or much money for travel. But somehow I still managed to go places and experience new things, even if it meant I found those experiences on the second floor of a walk-up apartment. Hazel didn't keep any child-friendly toys in her apartment, but we played cards, and we cooked together, and I read from her extensive collection of World Book encyclopedias about places I never expected to visit. And although I never knew Hazel to travel anywhere after Raymond died, I could tell that there were times when she had gone somewhere in her mind, times when she cast her gaze outward and seemed to look very far away. In the years before she died, I remember she liked to sit out on the balcony in the late afternoon when it got the most sunlight and feel the warmth on her face, on her skin that had become as thin as those Hawaiian paper fans. I'd sit out there with her, watching her tilt her head back as she closed her eyes and lifted her face toward the sun. I know she was thinking of Raymond then and of their life together. I know she remembered their travels when the two of them were young and happy. I can imagine her thoughts, the internal conversation we have with people who were no longer around. "The weather is beautiful, Raymond," I imagine her saying. "Wish you were here."
From Elizabeth Hudson's collection of essays entitled Wish You Were Here, that is the title essay from that collection. Elizabeth Hudson, that was beautiful.
Thank you. You are
appearing tonight at Pomegranate
yes,
Books at
so
7
excited.
O'clock.
Absolutely.
This is a book signing.
That's right. We're doing a signing, a reading. Whatever else anybody wants, we'll do. We'll have a big old time.
Great. Pomegranate Books is 4418 Park Avenue in Wilmington. You can also visit their website at pombooks.net. That's pombooks.net. Elizabeth Hudson, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.